So this is footage of a boat crashing into the Baltimore Bridge, collapsing it. It's like going right through, and there were people on the bridge at the time. Boom. This is time lapse, so it was a little bit sped up. So cargo company says it's horrified about the ship crashing into the bridge. Now, they're frantically searching for survivors in the river.
People were on the in their car, though?
Yes, people were on in their car. It says live updates, at least six people missing, as officials say ship made mayday call before the crash.
They made a
So those six people are most likely dead. The cargo ship crew members.
They were
members, in the car? Or they walking? Were in their cars as they were driving across.
Oh my goodness, this is horrific.
They notified the authorities that the vessel
had... I didn't
see
any cars.
Notified authorities that the power that they lost power before hitting the bridge on Tuesday. So at least six people remain unaccounted for after the large cargo ship crashed into a pillar of the Baltimore Key Bridge on Tuesday morning, causing its collapse.
That's a major highway, right? That's a major bridge to go...
I don't know. It's a mile and a half long bridge. That's wild. That's absolutely crazy. I mean, I feel like that's everybody's biggest fear. And you normally only see bridges like this collapsing in like these other third world countries. It's crazy for that in here.
Sorry, was the boat supposed to go under?
I don't know. I believe the boat's supposed to go under because it looks like they hit a pillar. So I believe
the whole bridge just collapsed.
The whole bridge collapsed. You got to understand, those cargo vessels are big. They're massive. We see them on the water over here. Remember how you see them?
Yeah, it didn't look that big in that video.
Didn't look that big in that video.
It didn't look like there
was any
cars on there.
But you got to think, it was basically the size of the bridge, that cargo vessel. You got to understand how massive those things are, how much they weigh when they're just barreling through. It's just going to destroy it.
I just feel bad for the people on the bridge.
I know. Imagine that. You're just driving home from work or driving out.
This is why I don't like New York either.
That's Baltimore.
I know, but this is why I don't want to live in New York.
Listen, this is like a one in a billion type of thing that happens.
What do you mean? There's bridges here all the time.
What I'm saying is the odds of them crashing are so incredibly low. That's why it's such a big deal. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen to you at the end of the day.
What just happened?
It happened to six people.
It just happened.
Out of the hundreds of millions that live in America, it happened to six people.
And just so happened. That looked like it was nighttime, so people were... there was no one above them when they were, because obviously the video didn't show a car above them. It must have been on
it's
the...
good at least it happened at night and not during like a rush hour traffic. Then that could have been even a bigger disaster. But imagine driving on that thing as it's collapsing.
Well, I was gonna say a mile and
I think I'm in a movie.
A mile and a half is a long bridge. The whole bridge collapsed, not just one part of it.
I don't know what the norm is for the length of bridges, but yeah.
Wow.
Let us know what you think.
That's really, I want to say, like, give my condolences to the families. That sucks. That's, like, really bad.